Chapter 12. By this time the lanky boy had walked past me, swiveled, and returned. Glancing over his shoulder, he stepped onto the brown lawn that blanketed my roots. The air changed, quivering the way it will when people are near, with chemicals and pulsing heat with humanness. And then it happened. He dug into my trunk with the object in his hand, fast, deliberate. Again, he checked his surroundings. An elderly woman crossing the street smiled at him and shook her head. She was probably thinking, how sweet. I'll bet he's carving a heart with initials in it. Oh, to be young and in love. People are under the impression that trees don't mind being carved into, especially if hearts are involved. For the record, we mind. I'd never seen the boy before. He was big, maybe a high schooler. It's hard to know with people. With a tree, I can sense to the month, sometimes to the day, its age. I couldn't tell what he was carving, of course, but I could tell from the determined way he moved that it was meant to hurt. Not me. Somehow I sensed it wasn't meant to hurt me. I was just his canvas. That said, it's not exactly a picnic getting hacked into. Bark is my skin. My protection from the world. Any wound makes it harder to fight off disease and insects. I wanted to yell, stop, to say something, anything. But of course I didn't. It's not our way. Trees are meant to listen, to observe, to endure. He was done quickly. He stood back, admired his work, gave a little nod, and left. As he walked away, I saw the tool he clutched in his fist. A little screwdriver with a yellow handle. Thin as a twig, bright as a meadowlark.